Forehead, Kansas. Attention, America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention, Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Mount Olympus, Greece. Here on top of the home of the Greek gods, Zeus is upset that no one believes in him anymore. So he wrinkles his brow and pops into non-existence. And that's no bull from Mount Olympus.
Flat Forehead, Kansas. This tiny burg on the Great Plains leads the world in per capita consumption of sacrificial goat altars and pagan sheet music. The residents of Flat Forehead are surly and secretive, and no one goes to any college football games in the fall.
Pile of Bat Guano, Guam. It's where America's Day begins. Guam, that is. And it looks like America's Day is starting off with a nasty exchange of filthy words and a scuffle in Sleazy Annie's cocktail lounge near the Dead Bait Shop in Guam, where America's Day begins.
Bug Farm, North Dakota. These small-town Dakotans are responsible for keeping the earth rotating. It takes a lot of pushing, but everyone chips in. The Janssen family has the overnight shift. Three-year-old Herbie doesn't seem to quite have the hang of it yet. So it's 60 days in jail for the littlest earth pusher in Bug Farm, North Dakota.
Harakan, Borneo. Civilization makes another inroad to these once savage headhunters, and the tribal chieftain calls everyone together for another game of trivia. Who was the backup band for the Dell Vikings? Who is Jack Benny's barber? How many feet down the foul line in the old polo ground? No more boring evenings in the savage jungles of Borneo.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Did you ever think they really could bring the mountain to Muhammad? Won't Muhammad be surprised or shocked? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention, America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air! Attention, Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Hellfoot, Norgaflaga. Norgaflagan dictator Clam Blackfoot has declared June act like a horse month. These soldiers guarding the frontier kick and neigh their way through another routine patrol while school children on their hands and knees jostle for position at the bucket of oats. Why did Clam Blackfoots declare June act like a horse month in Norgaflagan? Easy, as you may have guessed, Clam Blackfoots isn't quite right.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's rodeo time. And the cowboys and cowgirls have their hands full with wild steers and bucking broncos. And there's a new feature this year, knockout drops in the soda. When the crowd wakes up, it finds itself in the slave army of an evil warlord in the midst of the Far East Opium War.
Ain't a bright deer in Scotland. Scotch scientists are puzzled by the case of Ian McPorridge, who can actually fly, but can't control when. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nope, it's just Ian trying to mow his lawn. Well, it's not very funny to him. Two hands on that lawnmower!
Hell! The Fiery Pit! Dante's Inferno! The Netherworld of the Damned! 68105. Forced to endure an eternity of torment in the blazing brimstone realm ruled by the Prince of Darkness himself, these poor souls, mostly television and radio consultants, are forced to listen to Satan, disguised as Bert Convy, do his Don Rickles impression. Hecklers are dealt with severely.
Bundle of Raw Nerves, New York. Old people are getting younger, children are being unborn, the sun sets in the east, automobiles are growing tail fins, lunch follows dinner, and I Like Ike buttons are popping into existence on lapels. It's time for a crew cut, and too bad Valium's been disinvented in Bundle of Raw Nerves, New York.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. How many ways can this dip be humiliated? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention, America! Z92's 22's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Del Mar, California. Hundreds of people in this trendy art haven south of L.A. have dissolved the defective hot tubs. Thousands have mummified in tanning booths, and the entire city government has been misplaced. Searchers believe the city council members are lost in one of the town's 2 million registered sensory deprivation tanks. Enlightenment kills in Del Mar.
Tongue of Despair, Kansas. When the fire broke out in Lubert's livery stable in October of 1881, most residents of Tongue of Despair figured it would burn itself out. Well, it hasn't, and folks are forced to build things quickly and continually on the west side of town, attempting to stay ahead of the blaze, which, as we said, started in October of 1881 in Tongue of Despair, Massachusetts.
Schmuck, Manitoba. Here it is. How long has it been here? It seems to like it here. Well, after all, here is where its heart is. Here comes another one to Schmuck, Manitoba.
Trelop, Reuniti. The Reuniti stock market has crashed, but no one cares. This peasant says, hey baby, want a bar of soap? And the farmers have forgotten the difference between a cow and a dentist. True love never runs smooth. A big parade. And then, on to the ice cream eating contest. Oops, forgot about the avalanche. El Presidente finishes his crossword puzzle. Then, it's off to see Neil Diamond in a rare free concert. It's non sequiturs galore in Trelop Muscatel. Reuniti.
Dublin, Ireland. The leprechauns have their own nuclear arsenal. They're just little bombs, though, and the mushroom clouds are often mistaken for real mushrooms. This Hobie hunter burns his fingers, but nothing serious, and he's able to laugh at another case of mischief caused by the wee folk in Ireland.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Are these people all contortionists, or has Warren Zwelk finally taken his horrible revenge? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel, spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
New Lump, Pennsylvania. It's the best garage sale of all time. The families of these four mad scientists have all cleared out their attics, and look what they found. This giant heart still beating is the big draw, but here's the city of Pittsburgh reduced so it fits in a coffee cup. And thousands of Linda Blair clones make change from cigar boxes. Something for everyone at the Mad Scientist Garage Sale in New Lump, Pennsylvania.
Thrillsville, Turkey. This once sleepy goat center is now the site of Turkey's first giant beanstalk. Well, that's not so odd, but what the natives didn't expect was the appearance of this mammoth tub of bean dip. Don't get too close to the edge.
Drive-through Utah. Parking is a major problem in drive-through because there's no place to stop.
Miami Beach, Florida. I started a joke that started the whole world laughing, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Everyone in Miami Beach is repeating Bee Gees lyrics. Ever since Professor Mindmeld's hypnosis act got out of hand at Lulu's Massage and Grill last week. Well, looks like the mob finally caught up with Professor Mindmeld. Till I finally died, which started the whole world crying. Staying alive, he ain't.
Dirty Mackerel, Nova Scotia. The world's first House of Kraut franchise awaits its first customer. Vats of sauerkraut are kept hot on the spit, the French bread is sliced, and rows of eclairs filled with cabbage are stacked at the dessert bar. Someone should be pulling in any minute now. He'll get a balloon, whoever he is, very soon. Anytime.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Is this just a typical mailman, or is it the reincarnation of a Babylonian demon from hell? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel, spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Lata Burger, Sri Lanka. This Indian Ocean paradise is trying to attract more tourists. But so far, the only idea they've come up with is to dress up the sacred cows like German polka band members. A proposal to have all Sri Lankans breakdance instead of walking is stalled in Parliament, and mobs of angry cab drivers who refuse to learn Italian are looking for the Minister of Tourism.
Island of Death, Michigan. Everyone who comes to the Island of Death dies, although some take a long time. George Batfork here was 87 when he went, peacefully, in his sleep, on the Island of Death, Michigan.
Pile of bricks, Egypt. It's not as spectacular as the pyramids. It's not as mysterious as the Sphinx, but it is a pretty big pile of old bricks. Experts are divided as to exactly how old the old bricks are, but they do agree it's definitely a pile in Pile of Bricks, Egypt.
Shush, Minnesota. Be quiet. Shh. Hold it down. The people of Shush all have headaches. Especially when the giant rocks fall out of the sky. Ooh, boy. Sure makes your ears ring, don't it? Now quiet. Shh. We've got 15 minutes before the next one hits. Shush, Minnesota.
Numbskull, New York. It's the stupidest honeymoon resort in the mountains. The rooms are all painted day glow orange, and the bathtubs are shaped like chainsaws. No one wants to honeymoon in Numbskull, except this one fat slob from Paperclip, New Jersey.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Will the baboons arrive in time? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
All right. Here we go. Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Heretofore ignored Iceland. When a cat disappears, it comes here. For centuries, cats have been running away from their owners and moving to Iceland to the cat utopian colony founded by the Renaissance cat visionary Boots of Avignon. No people allowed in heretofore ignored Iceland.
Kadafigrad, Soviet Union. It's Pride and Peasantry Day in this picturesque industrial stinkhole. These women pelt our cameramen with gunny sacks, the Gucci handbags of the indentured, while preschool children perform a 10-hour play about yogurt. It's a happy ending in Kadafigrad, USSR.
Baltimore, Maryland. The streets are lined with teeth as the toothpaste capper strike enters its eighth month in Baltimore. Halitosis? Tell me about it.
Margot, St. James, Bulgaria. The Bulgarian space program is hampered by a shortage of funds, but Vulcan ingenuity comes through again. Here's a manned dinette set being launched to the moon. 3, 2, 1. Hey, wait a minute. That's not the moon. That's still Margot, St. James, Bulgaria.
City of Creeps, France. Tourists are greeted at the city limits by a barrage of water balloons. Old ladies are helped halfway across busy streets and abandoned. The city is trying to get a USFL franchise, and little kittens are tied together and used as barbed wire. They're all creeps in City of Creeps, France.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Where are the radio newsreel cameras? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Negro drop lamb ghoul. Colorful natives show off their ancient tribal custom of popping corn in a microwave oven. Tastes terrible, says the chief, stepping out of his 3,000-year-old sacred Rolls Royce, but he adds it is an ancient custom.
Moscow, Russia. In an effort to improve relations with the United States, the Russians are... Is that Chernenko? Ha! What a jerk. Look at that. These buffoons of the gerontocracy really think that'll make us like them? Hey, Constantine, you're the ugliest...
Big Sale, Arkansas. This tiny Ozark hamlet used to be called Elton John, Arkansas. Before that, it was Brooke Shields, Arkansas. And before that, Muhammad Ali, Arkansas. They're only trying to draw attention to themselves, and it didn't work. So now they're selling everything and moving to Three Mile Island. Good luck.
Lunch goes on forever, Iowa. Millions and millions of egg salad sandwiches. An earthen dam holding back tons of bubbling baked beans. Thousand-foot-high mounds of slaw. Iced tea by the super tanker load. A maniacal church auxiliary has been cooking for 42 years. It's financial ruin for the town and an unbelievable spoilage rate. But lunch goes on forever.
Funk, Red China. No one here has ever heard of Dandy Don Meredith. 78% think gravity is here to stay. 59% disapprove when their mates dress up in sheet metal. 43% predict a Dallas Cowboy, Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl. 32% have never had lunch in Iowa. 13% have no opinion on the plight of the tuna fish. And surprisingly, only 6% are Chinese in Punk, Red China.
The radio newsreel cameras ask visual question. Stole all the world's pronouns. Tell.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Radio newsreel.
Attention America. Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Alex Quickskull, somewhere in the Andes, Peru. Expert scientist and noted archaeologist may have made the find of the century here. The excavation is nearly complete. Science has hoped for this moment for centuries. A student worker scoops out the last bit of dirt. Is it? Yes! A complete set of Richie Rich comics dating from the 50s. Congratulations all around, and another victory for noted scientists.
Hot time, Old Town, Missouri. This is Tutu, a mixed Pekingese and dachshund owned by Tom and Susie Placebo. One night last week, Tutu woke the placebos up by barking loudly and tugging on their sheets. Fearing something was wrong, Tom and Susie followed little Tutu as she led them to their kitchen. There, they found cooking utensils and ingredients spread out on the counter. Susie was able to develop a recipe for a non-fattening banana cream pie that very night. All because of Tutu, our heroic pet of the month.
Flamboyant Oregon. Occasionally, huge flocks of woodpeckers descend on the town and knock over all the buildings.
Goat Alert Iran. Expert scientists have excavated the site of what they think is the original gingerbread house of Hansel and Gretel. They're wrong, though. It's the site of the original top-secret Iranian nuclear missile silo. And that's the last we'll hear from this group of expert scientists.
Wheaton, Illinois. This gas station attendant thinks he's going to be alone on his birthday. Nick's going bowling, Junior is busy, and Jill has a date. But here come the mysterious secret police, and another lonely soul is led off to oblivion by secret police.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Are the geography books wrong, or has a terrible catastrophe happened where St. Louis used to be? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Jump, California. Why have these asparagus farmers begun burning down their homes, teasing their household pets with 8x10 glossies of Sally Struthers, patronizing Stuckey's, burying my fish, jumping up on car hoods whenever anyone yells Teflon, and dreaming about Pia Zadora's feet? No one knows.
Coming! 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 Nebraska! Nebraska, Nebraska, Nebraska. Nitro-powered cows! And nailed to their hooves, wheels! Nitro-powered cows! Explode! Throw out the chicken, slap on your safety goggles and plastic aprons, and be where you are!
Here's pastoral Numb Sweater Scotland, where these men are going to be viciously attacked and brutally murdered by a cloud of parakeets bent on revenge against the human race. But not this year.
Moshiguchi, Japan! Here go the Japanese into the ocean again, trying one more time to become a super race of water people. Why? Because there isn't one now. So, it's a big blub, blub, blub from Japan.
Rat Breath, California. The movie star residents of this exclusive seaside community live in luxurious splendor, whiling away their time in opulent mansions and throwing wild yet chic parties. The only thing wrong with this playground of the elite, it's called Rat Breath, California.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Isn't that an abnormally large amount of pancake batter to be flowing through Manhattan? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air! Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes, let's travel the globe for adventure!
Sesame Street, Leningrad, USSR! This street is not at all like its American counterpart. For one thing, most of the letters are upside down and backwards. For another, the Cookie Monster is not a monster at all, but a hard-working Ukrainian housewife. And Kermit was executed long ago for revisionist counting. The Gulag lives on Sesame Street, USSR.
Burbank, California. Why are these minor league baseball players painting day-glow sin squid obscenities on the naked body of actress Sharon Gless? They're depressed, that's why. And Sharon? Well, don't look for her on Celebrity Family Feud in the near future.
Smelly Boy, Georgia. From a jail comes the wail of a downhearted frail. But the birds in the trees are singing sweet melodies. So they call that the birth of the blues in Smelly Boy, Georgia.
Wrong Nut, Not Fit Screw, Madagascar. The entire population of Wrong Nut, Not Fit Screw has gathered at the ceremonial Golden Dome self-service shoe store for the marriage of the two most popular people in Wrong Nut, Not Fit Screw. Thousands congratulate the happy couple in the reception line by stomping on the bride's left foot and grabbing the groom's right thumb with a pair of pliers. It doesn't pay to be popular in Madagascar.
Tootie Loo, New Mexico. Flash Doodle McDada has been working on this mammoth megalithic ashtray for the last 62 years, but he's run out of funds and he still has two grooves left to blast out of the solid granite cliff. Will you contribute so Flash Doodle can complete his project? No? Well, no big loss. No sweat on
my mind. Radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. How much for you? You tell us. They win.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92. From the globe and beyond.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Kleem, Grand Doogie Land. The ugly toads of Kleem, a vicious religious sect of central Grand Doogie Land that believe in real weird secret stuff, are about to begin the biggest feast of their year, St. Bubble Toes Day. First, half of the ugly toads jump in a deep hole, then the rest fill out applications for Ivy League colleges. Life is swell in Grand Doogie Land.
Paradise Hills Subdivision, Greenland. These 400 attractive contemporary three-bedroom all-electric homes include two baths, a paneled rec room, wall-to-wall carpeting, two-car garages, and other extras. Plus, the Paradise Hills subdivision commands a breathtaking view of the permanent Arctic ice cap, an average July temperature of 14 degrees Fahrenheit, and steady 62-mile-an-hour winds make these homes affordable for everyone at just $9 a throw.
Tranquility Base, Sea of Tranquility, the Moon. Just look at this mess. Wait, how did we get here? My goodness, no provision has been made for oxygen or pressurization.
Dead Mitt, West Germany. World War III started here Tuesday, but the Russian invasion has been stopped by America's finest, the 1st California All-Cartoon Platoon. Sergeant Donald Duck leads the charge. Corporal Coyote is having trouble with a cannon. The traitorous Smurfs have sold out their country. And Garfield has been blown to smithereens. Looks bad, but here comes Superman, and that's the end of Russia.
Bad Meat, Wisconsin. A lemon meringue pie has been elected mayor of Bad Meat, Wisconsin. Mrs. Effie Blatt, who baked the pie, is in a tizzy. The grandchildren are coming over, and their dessert is the mayor. Another problem caused by voter stupidity in Bad Meat, Wisconsin.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Can all the Met fans fit under this little rock? You tell us.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.
Attention America! Z92's radio newsreel is on the air. Attention Omaha and all ships on area lakes. Let's travel the globe for adventure.
Houston, Texas. This city of millionaires and spaceships is perplexed by an interesting urban problem. Pans keep popping out of sewers. These half-man, half-donkey people trot around and play the loot, and wherever they go, inflation soars and property valuations drop. What's more, they keep coming up to people on the street and pestering them about when the Oilers are going to sign Mike Rozier. Things look bad in Houston.
Underside of life, Botswana. Using electrical shocks, blows from 2x4s, and blinding strobe lights, scientists at the Botswana Animal Bothering Institute are investigating the memory of this huge rogue bull elephant, who can reportedly recite the Dallas-Fort Worth phone directory. Unfortunately, the scientist forgot to lock the cage after the last electrical treatment. Disc, disc, disc.
Fleetmont, Nevada. Multi-billionaire H. Clone Parsley is convinced that there are mystical healing powers in certain geometric shapes. Here's his mansion in the shape of a 19-year-old blonde. H. Clone Parsley looks fit and happy, doesn't he? Maybe he's right.
Mystery Spot, Missouri. This is where gravity doesn't work right. Where shoes often turn on their owners and kill them. Where rust is a way of life. Where miraculous fish converse with crazy people, and where the man who designed the Happy Face logo is tortured 3 times a day in front of busloads of happy tourists. No pictures, please.
Clues and Drip, Biggins of Fabul Whip. What do Jennifer Beals, Boxcar Willie, Joe Piscopo, George Burns, Nancy Reagan, and Jamie Farr have in common? They'd all be boiled alive and served for dinner if they ever came here. That's what.
The radio newsreel cameras ask this visual question. Les Visigoths, pourquoi ils habitent dans le refrigerator? Nous, voici.
From the globe and beyond, Z92's radio newsreel spanning the facts from sea to fruited plain on Z92.